So I've been listening a lot to the new Taylor Swift album, and if you look on my Twitter, that's confusing, because I was ranting for the whole day when it first came out about how it wasn't good. But now here I am, eating my fucking words. Before we go any further, I do want to clarify that I don't think it's a perfect album. It is nowhere near a perfect album. It is a bit of a mess. I don't really think the diversity of sounds on it really pays off. It just sounds like it goes on and tries to go in too many different directions. But I think overall it's a really ambitious project, and she pulls off a lot of what she tries. And it's really impressive to see how much she's grown as an artist, from this country singer-songwriter to this crazy pop starlet who has such a big reputation that she's named an entire album Reputation. And it's completely justified, because she does have a huge reputation. But yeah, so Reputation, it was released last week on Friday on iTunes and physical stores. Mind you, it's not available on streaming platforms anywhere yet, but that's besides the point. When it came out, I hated it. I was listening to it, and as the album starts off on Ready For It, which starts with these blaring rap horns, which sound like they would be much more suited to Yeezus. Actually, they sound exactly like horns on Yeezus. It's ridiculous. And then she starts rapping, and to be completely fair to her, it's not terrible rapping. It's not great. It's not, I wouldn't even call it good. It's competent. It's decent. It's not terrible. But she should stick away from the rapping. She should stay away from the rapping. Whoever told her that she could rap needs to be fired. And the second song's a bit more of the same. It's called Endgame, and it features Future, potentially one of my least favorite rappers in the world, and Ed Sheeran, also possibly one of my least favorite pop acts in the world. It's a really weird track, and she puts on this strange African-American affectation when she sings the hook, and it's slightly uncomfortable. It's really, really uncomfortable. But, you know, moving forward, the third track's where it sort of picked up, and I was like, I can actually live with this. I Did Something Bad. It's a really well-produced song, and she actually pulls off the whole bad Taylor persona when she doesn't quite manage to pull it off in Ready For It or Look What You Made Me Do. It works in I Did Something Bad. And I think, but yeah, it was a very jarring experience listening to it, because that the persona that she puts on in tracks like Ready For It and Look What You Made Me Do, I Did Something Bad, This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things, you know, bad Taylor, it's not something we're used to. We're used to good old country girl Taylor. And seeing this drastic a change is weird. It doesn't fit with our perception of Taylor Swift in our mind. And so the first time I listened through the whole album, I was really just confused. I was like, what is this? But then I listened to it again and again, and I slowly started to get it, because there are some really good songs on it. I Did Something Bad is so well produced. Delicate is actually one of my favorite songs from her. It feels a bit like Clean off of 1989, which she wrote and produced with Imogen Heap. Also, yeah, there's lots of vocoders on this album. Getaway Car is also one of my favorite ones. It's lyrically one of the best songs on the album. Dancing With Our Hands Tied is a sick banger. The atmosphere that is produced on the track is just so well done. And there's a few other really good ones, along with a couple of stinkers, like Look What You Made Me Do and Ready For It. But yeah, as I re-listened, I don't know what it was, but it's actually genuinely not a bad album. I don't know why I had such a knee-jerk reaction to it. Well, actually, I kind of do. But that's coming up next. But for now though, here is Call It What You Want, which was the fourth single released from the album. Sorry if you're listening to this on the podcast page, because you wouldn't be able to hear it, but you can look it up. See you in a bit. Slightly embarrassing, but turns out Call It What You Want is not available to stream on Anchor. Woo. So I'll just move on. Yeah? Is that good with everyone? Yeah? Cool. So when I went back over summer from uni and I went home and I met up with my friends from home, the ones who I grew up with and I went to school with, we ended up talking about this thing that we all experience. And I'm sure you've experienced it too. When you go back home and you meet up with people you've known since you were a kid, and then they are kind of cold to you, like they give you a bit of the cold shoulder and you don't know why, and then you go on Twitter or something and you see that they passive-aggressively tweeted, "Wow, you've changed so much," or something along those lines, like holding it against you that you've changed as a person. And that's not fair, right? Because we're growing up. I'm at uni. This is when I grow up and change, and I'm supposed to change. It's weird if I don't change. And I mean, I get why it's frustrating for them, right? Like, you think you know someone, and then suddenly they come back and they're completely different. Like, it feels a bit like a betrayal of your trust, and you feel like you don't even know them anymore. But I don't think that's a sustainable way to, like, keep a friendship going. I think you just have to accept that your friends will change, and you're gonna change, and you'll change together, and that's the whole point, that you be there for each other as you go through this growing process. And I think that's kind of what happened with Taylor Swift. It's a bit of a stretch, but stay with me. Her last release was Blank Space, and Bad Blood, and Shake It Off. And then she comes back with Look What You Made Me Do, this crazy, almost rappy, Tim Burton-esque track, which literally comes out of nowhere, and she seems like a completely different person. Like, she's got a whole new persona, and in the music video itself, she literally is standing next to all the different older versions of her. And in the song, she says, "The old Taylor is dead." It's a bold statement. It's a statement that she has changed. This is who she is now. And get with it or leave. And I think that's probably why I hated the album at first. Like, it wasn't what I expected from her. It's not who I thought she was. And I projected disingenuity onto it. But I don't think that's fair, because, you know, upon more and more re-listens, and I watched the video where she was making the songs, you can tell that she put in a lot of effort into these tracks. Even though it might sound slightly unnatural, you can tell she actually genuinely likes them. And I think, you know, the first time I listened to it, I was like, what the fuck is this? And then the second time, I kind of got it, but I was like, why? Yeah, and then I got it, and then I understood why. Because she was trying to, she's growing, she's changing as a person, you can't expect her to do the same things, just like me and my friends. So yeah, I think it's a good departure for her. It's great that she's growing as a person. I'm happy for you, Taylor. Hit me up, let's have lunch. I definitely recommend giving Reputation a listen, just because of how iconic it will be. Like, this is gonna be an album that people remember. It's already got over a million sales. That's fucking crazy. Just listen to it. Honestly, you'll be so out of the loop if you don't. And that is all I will be saying about Taylor Swift.